সুশেগা দম্পার আই কোপিয়াং মজুর নমস্কার হ্যাঁ ফ্রেঙ্কি ফার্নান্ডেস মেলবর্ন অস্ট্রেলিয়া চান তুমি গোয়েছো আর বাইলে দেশে রাখলে গোয়েকরাচো খবর কোকনিতলান পাওতাম আজ মায়াচি তিন তারিখ সুরুয়াতে খবর রোমাচা ভ্যাটিকান শহরানসন গেল্লা সুমানান পাপসে ফ্রান্সিস হাচো ইন্তির জাল হজারানী লোকানি তাচ্যা ইন্তেরাক সেন্ট প্যাট্রিক স্কোয়ার হাঙ্গা ভাগ ঘেতলো জায়তে জানানী টিভিচের পোন আবিলাচ্ছে 21 তারখেক পাপ সাহেব হ্যা সংসারাতলো অন্তরলো ইউকে সুইন্ডনসন সুমার 100 মাইজ মানকুলি ব্রুগি হ্যা জুবলি বর্ষাক পাপ সাহেব ফ্রান্সিস হাচ্যা মুখার আপলো কার্যক্রম করছি আসলি পুন ভ্যাটিকান হাঙ্গা পাওলা উপরান্ত পাপ সাহেব ফ্রান্সিস হাচ্যা মরণাচী খবর আইকুন দুখেস জালি তাঁচা সঙ্গাতক আসলো পিলা সংস্থেচো পুন সুইন্ডন হাঙ্গা ইগোরজিন ওয়ার করতা ফাদার লুকাস রড্রিগেস আনি তাণে আমকা সাংলে
উইথ মি ইজ আ হিউজ গোয়েন কোয়া of almost 100 children, 100 plus, along with their families, and we are the part of the Jubilee celebration in Rome. Now, with the sad passing of Pope Francis, it has taken a different turn about this celebration. The entire group took part in the Requiem Mass for Pope Francis, and tomorrow will be another big celebration, the Jubilee celebration for all the teenagers. In the last 3 days was days of experience meeting so many people, so many different groups. Our own group over here, the children, they have participated and they really enjoyed every moment of that. Amcha nawan tumka amcho mog ami padaitam anika inji burgi ja ya rhythmic square and bhagyatam ti under the winds machado তো তাঁকা ভুগিয়াং বোরি বাসী নে গায়না শিঙ্গা দুসরি কান্তার ডান্স শিঙ্গা তাঁকা এক সোয়েগ মেওতা আপলি আর্ত আপলে ট্যালেন্ট দেওয়াচি ওয়াকান্নি করুক আপলে আওই বাপাই সঙ্গাতা সুমার 200 আমি 200 লোক হাঙ্গাসুর আইলি আসা জরি আমি দুঃখী জালি ও ফ্রান্সিসচা ফ্রান্সিসাচ্ছা মরণান তরি আসতানা এক খালজি ঘেতলি সোয়েগ ঘেতলো আনিক জো মোগ পাপ সাহেবান আমরা দাখিলো উদিক জার দুসরেচা মোই পাসান জিওক বক্সোনেসো মোগ আনি গরিবাচো মোগ এ ভুগিয়ানি সগলে হাঙ্গাসর অনুভবলে তুমি সগল্যাং দেব বলে
দুসরি খবর গেল্লা সোমনান্ত কংগ্রেস পক্ষান পণজেচা আজাদ ময়দানার হাঙ্গা এক সংবিধান বচাও অভিয়ান মন জাহির সভা কেলী হাতুন উলয়তানা কংগ্রেস পক্ষাচো লিডার অফ দি অপোজিশন ইউরি আলেমা হাণে ট্যুরিজম হাচে বাবতেন बीजेपी सरकार हाचो भरपूर टीका केली
टुरिझमाचं मॉडेल आज टुरिझम कित्याक पाड जाता टुरिझम पाड जाता कित्याक दिस गव्हर्नमेंट हॅज फेल्ड इन इट्स पॉलिसी आमचे जी पॉलिसी हा आमची परंपरा हा की क्रिस्तांव हिंदू मुस्लिम भाव आम्ही एक या परंपरा लागून देशभर नुआ के संसारभर लोक येतात पण आमचे मध्ये कम्युनल करपाक आमच्या मध्ये डिवाइड करपाक जे प्रयत्न सरकार करता द टुरिझम इंडस्ट्री इज गोईंग फ्रॉम बॅड टू वर्स आज 4 दिस आधी मायकल लोबोन हेडॉन गेलो आणि हेडॉनाचे म्हणपाक लागलो 50% रिसेशन झाला उत्तर जरी तर तुम्ही विधानसभेन चयल्यार 90% फ्लो सारखं ओव्हरफ्लोईंग हॉटेलेर आम गेलो बाब हेल्टन हा सगळे रूम खाली इतले गोयांत आज पाड जाता भावंदो भणीदो गोंयची कल्चर गोंयची आयडेंटिटी पाड घालपाक हे सगळे मुखार सरलेले आसा
आनीक म्हत्वाची खबर गोवा आणि दमन आर्च डायसेस हाचे नो पाद्रींनी आपले पाद्रीपणाचो मुन्यारपणाचो भांगाराचो उत्सव आदले गोंयच्या सेंट कॅथेड्रलांत मनयलो बिशप इमारतस अलेक्स डायस ह्या मिसाक हाजीर असले आणि ताणें सांगले
50 वर्षां आधी देवाक भेटयलेले आणि देवान आपले ताकतीन मोगान आणि कुदरेन तांचे भोकेपण भरले आणि ही 50 वर्षां ताणी जेजूच्या मोलान बरे भाशेन काम केले आणि जेजूची कृपा आणि जेजूचो आशीर्वाद तांचेर आणि तांच्या भावाचेर सदांच आसलो त्या खातीर आयज ते देवाक दिनवासतात आणि तांचे बरोबर आम्ही देवाक दिनवासूया
तर ह्यो जावन आसल्यो आमच्यो सुसेगाद दनपार गोंयच्यो आनी भायले देशांत रावतल्या गोंयकारांच्यो खबरो कोंकणींतल्यान मेलबर्न ऑस्ट्रेलियासून. मेळुया दुसऱ्या सोमारात, ते मेरेन मोग आसून दी.
नमस्कार आणि स्वागत करता हा रिची तुमका आयच्या सुशेगाद दनपार कोंकणी रेडिओ प्रोग्रामार. व आम्ही ब्रॉडकास्ट करता 104.6 प्लॅनेट एफ एम ऑकलँडात जाऊन. आज स्टुडिओत सगळे आयल्यात निदोंग नांत दनपारांचे
मस्त तेम झालो,
मस्त तेम झालो. बॅप्टिस्ट आयला रेड शर्ट घालून
काय करचे आता रिची आम्हा रेड म्हणजे एकदम चमकदार
चमकदार. हेक्टर आयला आणि आमची इश्टीन शायला. तर आज काय उलोवचे रे बॅप्टिस्ट, तू इतल्या तेंपा उपरांत आयला, खं गेलो गो तू नाही, पण इतल्या तेंपा उपरांत आयला.
हा रोमांत गेलो, रोमांत आलो त्या पोवपाक मेळून आयलो. पोप आता ना पण त्याच्या विशेन उलया आम्ही.
ओके ओके. पण त्याच्या पहिले आम्ही शैलाच्या नया नोवेम ई बाईक गेला.
ई बाईक,
हा ई बाईक गेला, त्याच्या विषयी उलया आम्ही. शैला, व्हॉट प्रॉम्प्टेड यू टू बाय एन ई बाईक? I know you are very much into keeping fit and do
not into just trying not to be not fit.
Okay.
No, we went on a trip and my brother-in-law said, let's go e-biking. And I said, no. And then he finally said, I'm sure you'll be fine. You'll be able to do it. I was worried about my knees. Mm. And one ride on that thing was life-changing.
Wow. Mm.
Yeah. Nice. Because just the ability to go up slopes and not die from the pain in your knees. Mm. Brilliant. So, that was one ride and it convinced me. So, it happened to be just before the Easter sales.
But I understand that was there on your bucket list to buy a bike. Mm. For a very long
time.
Don't know
if it's a bucket list. It was on my list. It was on my list of wants when I was 10 years old. Yes.
Okay. Awesome.
Dream. I used to dream about a bike. Drew pictures with the tassels on the side and the basket in the front, and never got one. So yes, it was quite surprising. I was thinking of Hector that day because when I picked it up and brought it home, I could see the 10-year-old in me so excited. excited. It was a great feeling. It ticks off that old, that unfulfilled
dream.
Unfulfilled.
Brings out the child.
Really.
Mm. I know, and I think it's good to be not childish, but childlike.
Yeah. Yep. No, it was, I really thought about Hector that day because we'd had a conversation and it really felt, that thing that you forget about that you think that doesn't matter, it really,
but can you educate me and the listeners about e-bikes? What are e-bikes and how do they function and what are the key requirements that you would look into an e-bike before going and buy?
So mine was a very simple decision-making process. Essentially, it's a geared bike that has a battery. So what happens is after one revolution of the wheel, the battery kicks in. So you don't have to use as much leg power. So that's essentially what it is. My requirements were budget. So I was quite surprised that good e-bikes start at 5,000 and range up to 25,000.
Yes.
So people really spend on e-bikes. Mine was less than 5,000 and I got it on a sale. But it was height of the seat, height of this and durability of the bike because it's just exercising and city driving. If you were going to, people who take e-bikes to work would not buy the under 5,000. You need a certain resilience in the bike. You need all those kinds of things. But it's brilliant. You can feel when the battery kicks in and you start to go up a slope, you take the power up one level. You can feel your muscles calming. So you can see the bike taking over and your muscle not having to. You can actually physically feel it.
So, Shaila, can you, on a straight path, not an incline, can you use without the battery?
Yeah, you can. You don't need to. Oh, so I keep it on zero if it's flat, which is not very many areas in Auckland. But when it's flat, at the most one. If you're on two or three, it's going too fast. So you have to. So you really need the power only for inclines.
And is it a very much heavier than a normal push bike?
I wouldn't think so. No.
Yeah. No, it is. No. It is.
Well, it could be heavier, but it.
I had gone to Queenstown, and there were free electric bikes, and I used one. As Shaila said, I've used both mechanical electric, and it's much better, much very, and it tells you. You've got a meter on the top. It tells you what speed you're going in, how much you're going in, what level you need to change your battery power to get that. So it's very, very good if you don't want to use your knees. But if you really want exercise, then you should go for a manual bike.
Yeah.
I don't know. Both you have experienced e-bikes outside Auckland.
Yeah. Mm.
But for your information, Auckland Transport runs a program to experience e-bikes.
Really?
Yeah. So one is in the city, which does the city loop. You have to book in to get a ride on it.
Yeah.
The other one was at Point Chef when they relayed the whole place. So I had the opportunity, one of the last batches, to go and experience an e-bike.
Oh, okay. Great.
Okay. So it starts from Westmere side.
Yeah.
It starts from the bottom of the airport hangar.
okay,
in the middle, yeah, and then goes right up to Westmere on one side, and they bring you back to Point Chev where the library was.
So it's just a single, or do you go with a group? Or
is it? Well, about three or four, okay, of them. Yeah. So yeah, they, I think they had about 10 sessions. They advertised, nice, and they literally struggled
to get people.
10 people for a session.
Wow.
Wow.
But why did you put it on Sushega?
Oh, well, I gave to a number
when
of people.
Was this?
This was last month, in the month of
you
early
are not
March.
Serious.
Yeah, and it's not
I've
put
not
on
seen
Sushega
any advertising on
put,
that.
Well, next time again, when it happens, okay, I'll let you know. Because let's once we...
So what was the goal of to get people to?
So I don't know how many of you all are aware that the most of the central city, the council wants to promote, the council, yeah, and the councillors want to promote cycling, mm,
correct,
so that there is less dependence, yeah, on motorized vehicles,
yep, mm,
and they have spent quite a bit of money, yep, on reorganizing the road network to provide for cycling.
Yes.
So if you go on to Point Chef to Westmere,
yeah,
on one side they have walking and cycling with the pavement extended, and there, it's a two-way cycling.
Okay.
On that, yeah, side, yeah, and there is a one-way cycling on one
on
side.
On one side, yeah.
So the response from the people is phenomenal from Point Chef. They said this is fantastic because now kids are using those,
yeah,
to go to school and back. Okay. Similarly, in the city loop, which is the pink, yeah, route as what,
yeah,
they,
yeah,
call,
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
So it goes right up to Viaduct and back to the city centre.
Yeah.
So you can book in. You can go onto the website, Auckland
Transport website. Oh.
And look at the cycling options that are there. Well, in fact, I had organized one or two. Unfortunately, they had to cancel it for a large group of about 20 people. Because they need to organize somebody to come and provide the bikes.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Okay, cool. Yeah.
I just got an email from this EcoMatters. I'm on their mailing list. And they said you can go to any of these bike hubs.
Yeah.
There's one in Henderson, Newlyn, and somewhere else. And take an e-bike on loan for 2 weeks to try it out.
So wow.
Maybe
nice.
Okay.
To
yeah,
check it out. Yeah. I'll do that.
Yeah, so those hubs are now going to come up in different parts of the city.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a program that is being unfurled, which will be at different places, so as to promote cycling.
Yeah.
So it's a slow process there because there is a certain section of the council which is not in favor of cycling.
Also because it's in certain areas, like, the larger suburbs don't, you basically cycle on the side of the road and get honked at.
Mm-hmm.
But, it's certain areas. City loop is easier because the whole of city, you can see how it's been redesigned
So if people are interested, then because I work for the cycling group, so we can look at that option.
Nice.
To advertise in the community.
Okay. And get more people, yes.
Yeah, more people.
Yeah.
So these are a few tips which they gave at Point Chev.
Okay.
When I went. And these are a few tips that they gave at Point Chev when picking up an e-bike.
Okay.
So as you rightly said, that anything below $5,000 is only for recreation. But if you actually want to use it more robustly, going to office and back, then it has to be on the upper end of the bike. Yeah.
And that's because your battery has to be weather resilient.
Mm-hmm.
So under $5,000, it can't get wet. So the more expensive the bike, you get a battery that's really weather resilient. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The second thing which he said is that before you buy a bike, you need to go into an e-bike shop and get yourself engaged with the person who is oldest in that shop.
Interesting.
Not the youngest in the shop. Because the youngest guy is interested in selling a bike to you. The oldest is not really interested in sharing knowledge. So if you catch hold of the oldest guy, then he will try to give you a lot of information about the bikes and what type of bikes you can actually go into.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the bikes are mountain bikes with a double suspension in the front or with a double in the front and at the back. So you need to decide that if you are a person who is older or who is not able to take the pressure of the hits or the bumps. And the third thing he said is that you need to know where to drive your bikes on the road. So if you go to Point Shift to Miola, which is the template that they have designed, the green marking on the pavement is for bikes. And it even goes across the pedestrian crossing or across certain areas across the road. So what they are saying is that the motorist should honor the bike and allow the bike to go first rather than...
In those areas where it's marked as green.
So some very interesting things. So before you buy an e-bike and get onto the bike and go on the road, you need to learn these few requirements.
Interesting. But the next time Auckland Transport's doing an e-bike thing, please let us know.
Definitely.
Don't keep it to yourself.
Okay. Definitely. So let's listen to Shando. तुम्ही ऐकत आहात सुशेगा दनपार कोंकणी रेडिओ प्रोग्राम एक्सचेंज 4.0 प्लॅनेट एफ एम वयर. आम्ही आता सायकला विषयी उलयतल्या, इलेक्ट्रिक बायका विषयी उलयतल्या. आमची सेकंड टॉपिक या प्रोग्रामार आसा पापसाहेबा विशींत, the election of the new
the
pope,
new pope.
As Baptist alluded to it. ताच्या खातीर आम्ही एका स्टुडंटाका पहिला फोनार. Hi, Ailana. Hello.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Hello.
Yeah.
Hi, Aliana. This is Hector. We are just here at the
Hector.
Studio.
How are you?
Yeah. So, how is it in Kerikeri?
Wonderful. It's nice and sunny here. Looking beautiful.
Right. So thanks for agreeing to take a call, even though you're on a weekend break in Kerikeri. And just before I ask you to share your views on the conclave and, the papacy, could you just, for our listeners' benefits, tell us in a few words about yourself?
Yes, of course. My name is Aliana Haydari. I'm currently studying at the University of Auckland. I'm doing a conjoint in philosophy and theology. So this conclave that's been going on right now is really right up my alley. I've personally been really interested in Christianity and Catholicism as well. So running into Hector and being able to have a short conversation has been a very good inspiration to have me here on this podcast.
Okay. Oh, you're very kind. Thanks, Aliana. So I'll dwelled straight away into the question. You know, there's so much in the media and everywhere on, WhatsApp and other social media about the conclave and the election of the Pope. So what are your views, like should the Vatican move with the times and continue Pope Francis's move towards to, you know, a more liberal papacy or Catholic Church, or maintain its traditional ethos?
Yes, actually, it's such a wonderful question. It's something I've been really thinking about over the years, and in particular, it applies not only to Catholicism, but also any religion that wants to ensure that it withstands the test of time. And what's interesting to me about this particular conclave is the generation and the era in which it's taking place. Now there's quite a lot of media centralization. If you're aware, there was recently a movie about a conclave. So now the public opinion is not merely from Catholics per se, but also a lot of people who are secular have introduced their opinion as well. And in doing that, what I seem to have noticed is there seems to be a bit of a reflection from political elections, like the whole debate between left and right, progressive and conservative. It's kind of been mirrored onto the conclave. So a lot of the questions that you see being asked are often about whether the new pope is going to be a progressive pope or whether it's going to be a traditional pope. And one of the things that I'm concerned about, let's say with moving towards a progressive idea of Catholicism, is whether that means that we're going to be risking the true character of Catholicism that has withstood 2,000 years. But at the same time, you have to look at how rapidly the world is changing and whether sticking too hard to a traditional or conservative ideology is going to risk making Catholicism obsolete and no longer appealing to the public or the youth. But one thing I've noticed on social media in particular is there's been a huge increase in Catholic converts in my demographic of people between 20 and 25. And a lot of them are very interested in conservatism and traditionalism, which is sort of a pushback to this modern-day liberalism that we're seeing. So personally, I wouldn't be so surprised if someone like Cardinal Serra, someone more traditional, would be elected, something that is different to maybe Pope Francis's mission.
Aliana, this is Richard here. I said hello to you first before Hector popped the question.
Yes,
I have two views on this, what you just mentioned. One is the papacy of Pope Francis was not to talk about a liberalization approach. It was going to the periphery of the wider community. It mm-hmm. was not about diluting anything, but to recognize people at the periphery, to recognize the challenges of the society at the periphery. So basically his focus was, who are we to judge? Having worked at the grassroots levels in South America, he has seen at close quarters the strife within families, the upheavals because of political uncertainties, or, you know, the ongoing fights between different countries. So he is trying to bring about the softer side of the church to the community. That's what he was trying to bring about, and reaching out to bring a rapprochement between different communities, different religions. So from that context, I'm just looking at the traditional church, which is so
rigid.
Which is so rigid. As he said, as once in his early days of his papacy, he says, I would like to see a church on the street, a bit dirtier, a bit fighting. What is your view about that aspect of the church rather than liberalization? We are not talking about liberalization as diluting any doctrines of the church.
That's correct, absolutely, and that's exactly right, because Pope Francis' upbringing in his earlier years, he had experience as a nightclub bouncer. So as a pope, he was exposed to all people, not just Catholics who were born into Catholicism and were familiar with Catholicism, people that really came from all walks of life. And you're exactly correct. There's a little bit of unnecessary fear about the Catholic Church suddenly now becoming liberal in the sense that maybe for same-sex marriage per se, or for female priesthood. But there's something else about liberalism that is separate from those matters, something about being accepting, something about empathy, understanding, and to welcome people into the church so that then they may become later familiar with the theology of Catholicism. Otherwise, too much rigidity will only repel communities, and no one will have any interest per se into really looking into the light that is being shared by Christianity and Catholicism. So that's kind of where I stand on that regard.
Hi, Aliana. My name is Shaila, and it's lovely to talk to you on the show today. I was just, when you were speaking, really interesting to think about. My comment was that, yes, the faith has withstood 2,000 years of history, but also in the last, 1,900 years, say, the population that has absorbed it the most has lived in a time pretty much of deprivation, whereas in the last 100 years, the world has moved to a time of substance, of convenience, which did not exist 100 years ago. And so to your point about how younger people in your generation are moving back to faith, it's a different kind of faith being absorbed from those 200 years ago who came out of real want and need, and so faith was an anchor. The question I did have, though, when you were speaking about the conclave is, interesting how you talked about the mirroring of political elections, which I think just coming off of the American and now the Australian today, a lot of secular people are mirroring that perspective on the conclave. I wonder whether we are thinking about it as left and right, progressive and not. But I wonder whether the leadership of the church actually is moving to a completely different goal. I wonder if those are two aspects, but they probably have other things that we are not aware of that influence the election of a pope.
Yes, to your latter point, that's exactly correct. I actually think that this mirroring that's occurring from non-Catholics or in the media is actually an incorrect reflection of what truly is supposed to occur within the conclave. A lot of the cardinals have expressed that they believe they are to be guided by the Holy Spirit when casting their vote. It's a much more of a spiritual process rather than something political. So I would say to devalue it as just merely a political endeavor would not be a correct reflection of what is really going on inside of the Vatican. At least we should hope that it should be as much of a spiritual endeavor as possible, rather than merely politics and party voting.
Yeah.
What is the message that you would like to give to the younger members of our community? Because you say there is a larger movement from the younger generation into Catholicism or some form of Christianity. What's the message that you want to give? Because we have, we were just before this program, we were just talking about the youth in our community, challenging whether we should go for Sunday service or not go for Sunday service, and somebody said, my son has just dropped out of the church. So what's the message that you want to give to the modern generation, particularly in the age group of 20 and 25 or 20 and 30?
Yes, my personal opinion, and I speak about this as someone who is coming from a religious position where I was not born Catholic. I'm technically not Christian by the technical sense. I haven't been baptized, none of that sort. I'm kind of on my personal journey with university, finding my own path to religion, and Christianity obviously being very attractive to me. I think the message that I would provide to Christian and Catholic youth would be completely different to that of secular youth. The message that I can only give to youth and my age group is really to go and read and understand the theology and the ideas behind what it is that you proclaim to believe. Because I think within all religions, and this is not isolated merely to Catholics and Christians, there are far too many people who describe themselves as Christian or Muslim or Buddhist and don't understand truly the doctrine or the theology or what even is the ethos of what they believe, which is creates a fundamentalist, terrorist, religious fanatics, and all those sort of characters that are bringing religion a bad name. The whole push with young people moving towards Catholicism and traditionalism, in my personal opinion, is just a physical and psychological response to the intense and sometimes extreme liberalism that is occurring in the West. I think people are looking for some structure, and that's exactly what I'm seeing with all of my peers. So I would advise everyone to go out there and seek that knowledge so that maybe we can all find a structure that can guide us to the light.
Great, girl. Lovely to hear your views, Aliana. And since we are on the conclave and all, would you like to hazard a guess on the top three contenders for Pope?
Top three contenders. I think so. You know, I think gambling's a sin, but I'll put my thoughts forward. I think if, you know, I might be skewed by what the media's feeding me, but Cardinal Tagle, the Filipino, is looking to be very well favored by a lot of people, and he's of the most progressive options. But at the same time, I see a lot of support in a lot of Catholic forums and Catholic media accounts for Cardinal Cerro, who's actually extreme, relatively more conservative. And I think that is exactly what is displaying and reflecting to everyone how much of a divided culture we have become. It's either left or right, it's either Tagle or Sarah, and it's going to be one of them, I think.
Okay, cool.
Aliana, it was a great opportunity for us to have you on the radio. So thank you very much for taking this 20
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
it's been an
30
absolute
minutes.
Pleasure.
I would let you go off and enjoy keri-keri more. And if you get some fresh fruit, please bring along.
Absolutely, certainly, definitely.
Yeah. Okay.
And Aliana, you were, I was asking you to come on the radio physically over here on the studio one Saturday. And it would be lovely to have you over here and have a discussion.
Perhaps after we have a new book.
It would be, yes, and you guys can, absolutely. It would be nothing but a pleasure to join you.
All right,
great.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
So that was Aliana. Hector, would you like to continue the discussion and add your views to the points expressed by Aliana?
I'm not so articulate as Aliana and all, but it's interesting, and I'm following it not so closely, but reading a lot about the conclave and all that. And I know it's important for not only Catholics, I think, but somehow it has captured the attention of various faiths, what's going to happen in the papacy. And I think it's important that the right pope is chosen, and the cardinals who are there now choose the right pope, because even though it's a spiritual kind of post, the pope has a lot of political power. I think his word and
political voice, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not power, but voice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And very influential.
So let's get back, Baptist. I think you must be bored. We'll get back to Shando.
Skin and sun protection, sign me up.
New tint. Tinted fluid SPF 50 by L'Oreal Paris. A tinted formula in.
चेडूवाचो मोग हांवें केला हांवें जुरा में ताका दिला आयकाक सोबीत ना ताचें बेला तातूं येवकून हांव रोमेला जसो फुलाचो कळो फुलता तसो रे बाबा आमचो मोग चलता जो कोणी तूं चेडो चेडवा गुलता मागीर तो मोगाच्या झाडार हालता धरून काटार तारा बुम 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 तारा बुम
हांव तुमकां सगळ्यांक माफ मारतां बिकॉज वी मिक्स्ड अप आवर म्युझिक अ बिट अँड इट डिडंट गो इन टू द डिरेक्शन दॅट वी ॲक्च्युली वॉन्टेड. तुम्ही ऐकतात सुशेका दनपार कोंकणी रेडिओ प्रोग्रॅम 104.0 प्लॅनेट एफ एम वयर दावन वो प्रोग्रॅम आम्ही ऑकलँडात दावन ब्रॉडकास्ट करता. एक 15 मिनटां आमकां एक व्हेरी हाय लेवल डिस्कशन झालें पेपसी विशींत. आमच्या सांगात आयाल्लें एकलें चेडूं Alia Namanonu, Auckland University in Down, who's taken philosophy and theology as her subjects.
Conjoint, yep.
As a conjoint. Okay, I don't know. We never had philosophy and theology at
college. They do. My son.
Richard,
yeah.
The interesting thing is that she's from Iran.
Yeah, she's Iranian.
I mean, I am not bothered from which part of the
world she's
from.
No, I'm just saying.
But what I'm bothered is that the passion and the interest that is being expressed through the understanding of the process. That's very critical.
Absolutely.
And that what brings what I would say is a good level of discussion, a good level of understanding of the process. It's not like how many cardinals are there and who's going to be elected and, you know, there is a Filipino, is an American or a European as such.
You know, another interesting fact about this conclave is there are more cardinals under the age of 50 than there have been before, so I've read somewhere, which is also an interesting thought.
Absolutely,
right?
younger.
It's a younger set of people.
I think you may not be aware, and it is understood among the clergy that the younger people are more traditional than the older
people.
The older people over the years of having
mellowed.
have mellowed down, and they are more liberal
compared
to the younger ones. Yeah. And I have
had... How old was Pope John Paul when he was elected?
I wouldn't know. But a very interesting thing which you all were having a discussion after, when we were listening to some very rubbish music. Sorry about that. The very interesting thing that you're talking about the church, what I find, this is my personal opinion, and people may have, that the church has not moved from a missionary position of propagating the faith. It is still in that stage of, you know, I am what I tell you to do, I am right, and there is no other way of doing it. So it has not become a participative process, though it has done a wee bit of enculturation after Vatican II, but I don't find that participative process. So it's a give and take. It's not there. We still rooted in a lot of tradition, so it's still as if, you know, they are on a mission.
Correct.
So that is why I liked the papacy of Pope Francis, that he said, let's go out into the street. Let's take the church to the street.
And I think, I mean, this is just my feeling, is that because 80% of the cardinals who are in the conclave and eligible for voting have been appointed by him, so it's likely that the new pope will carry on his mission as of going out and, you know, of that kind of progressiveness of the periphery and showing the...
Going to the streets, basically.
Yeah, being the church of the streets.
It's you know, the... it's really not a question of right or wrong or truth and, you know, fact. And it is just the simple human concept of, if someone feels listened to, you're far more likely to be able to give them your message than if that person feels excluded. It's, you know, again, my opinion, we
inclusion.
Stand to gain nothing by excluding people.
Which the church has been doing for a long time.
It was one of the things that was,
so now inclusion has to be...
There's a lot of talk about how Pope Francis, because his people who are not so fond of him talk about how he didn't really do very much. He talked a lot of things. But there is a case for the fact that he extended, he created the forum to have debate, which didn't exist before. There was a right and a wrong.
That's it.
So he just kind of widened that space to start to have those conversations, to, you know, allow people to question and to debate things that were not debatable before.
You know, the aspect about the church, going to church, this aspect about the church, that you have to go. The whole idea is not been really articulated well as to why you need to go to the church. It is... It is all like compulsion. It is Sunday, you need to go to church.
Yeah.
Or, you know, we made a bit of an exception. You can go for the vigil mass on Saturday and so you can sleep in. So I think it's a question of what you need to articulate and tell. Even some of the clergy have yet to get to terms of, you know, they need to keep their homilies to a limited extent. Don't go far beyond, speak relevant to what is there in the scriptures, rather than giving all sorts of stories and anecdotes, which really doesn't gel with the younger generation. So it has to be very practical.
Yeah.
So I go sometimes to a church here in Poinchev, and there's Father John. He's almost 80 or 90.
Wow.
And he doesn't, he brings a different context to the scriptures by relating it to the modern day life. And there are so many children in the church. Some of them are jumping around and talking around, and their parents are there around, and he doesn't get flustered with all that noise. It's a very small church. He makes it very relevant. So there was a situation once where the young altar boy, you know, he was supposed to bring the water to put it into the wine. And the boy already put it into the wine and said, you don't have to do it. Oh, he's already ordered how sweet. So it is that sort of a situation where he doesn't get flustered.
Yes.
So that's what I feel, that if you want more people to come to the church, you need to have homilies.
Yeah, you need to connect with
people.
Yeah.
That's the right word, I think.
Yeah.
So on that note, we should say adios and sign off and let the music do the rest.
Yeah.
Is that fine with you guys?
Absolutely. We've got 4 minutes to the end.
Yeah.
No.
It was a good conversation today.
তুমো যে সুখ দেউনাকাই দুখ তুমো জরুখ লাগো না ভুখ তুঝে বিনে সংসার সগলোস দিস্তা কালো তুমো যে ফুল তু এক বুলবুল তুজা মোগান আউসালাঙ্গুল তুজে মুকার মন কা মোজা হজম নিচে দূর
fulabaie, fulabaie, chete tu ce s-o bai. Bogar punii por și zalar, zata tânzărai. Eu fui la bai, chită duce s-o bai. Bogar punii por și zalar, zata tu zorai.
Să-l retu, să-l hangă, tu să-l tic, să-l pelai. Că restu ca polei ta la penta te davai.
Hai, eu tu ce-ai pe-ncără, ghitle rândă. Gitle chand, mujhe dole sa tot mand, mando asa tari pun baag zala mend.
Tujha pankara ponu pet, tuka hakar mandla tat, maka dakki na ka bot, fulla chari band, maka kari na ka mat.
Aika, ya fulla bai, ya fulla bai, kitha tujhe so bai. Wangar puni și zălar, zata tu zora.
Să-l retu, să-l hangă, tu să-l tic, să-l pelai. Că restu ca polei ta la penta te davai. Mucea papa care santa, mucea pati ce-ar polei ta. Te mucle da țărei ta, mă ghircă și
nu pus la un taca, mă zăs mă odărta. Arăzi, e fulla bai, e fulla bai, chită duci s-o bai. Bogar puni pur și zalar, zata tu zorai.
Arăzi, să-l retu, să-l hangă, tu să-l tic, să-l pelai. Că restu ca polei ta la penta te davai.
Once more. Mucha jiva dieta fug, mai sorcu tu zorag, ani gărgă muză mog, chelar muză mog, bai care tu ce bag. Fulla bai, pur cu mogar, mogar puni pur și de la sata cazar.
Hat lei na ca, tuc lei na ca, sata inter, ave tu ca parchiler. Are zavia cazar.